Good morning. For WBAI in New York, I'm Linda Perry with some of the news for Friday, October 17, 2014. There's a new study out about street stops by police and the anxiety which it causes. This study is called Aggressive Policing and the Mental Health of Young Urban Men. It shows that people stopped by police report higher anxiety levels from the encounters. One of the authors of the study, Jeffrey Fagan, analyzed stop data and provided expert testimony on behalf of plaintiffs in the Floyd versus City of New York stop and frisk case. This study surveyed 1,261 New Yorkers, those most likely to be stopped by police, mostly young Black and Hispanic men, aged 18 to 26 years old. It found that anxiety symptoms are related to the number of times the young men were stopped and how they saw the encounters. More anxiety was found among participants who had more intrusive encounters, the study published in the American Journal of Public Health. It concludes that the intensity of respondents' experiences and associated health risk raises very serious concerns. It suggests a need to reevaluate officers' interactions with the public. The study says less invasive tactics are needed to reduce any psychological harm to individuals stopped. Governor Andrew Cuomo signed legislation to protect young victims of human trafficking. New York State will begin sealing the court records of minors who are victims of the trafficking to protect their privacy. The measure was signed into law on Thursday. It creates new rules that ensure any court records of young victims are kept secret so they don't have to explain their victimization to future employers. The court records could only be unsealed for use in prosecuting traffickers. The new law also contains greater protections for young trafficking victims. They'll have greater access to housing and other services. The measure was sponsored by Republican Senator Andrew Lanza of Staten Island and Democratic Assemblywoman Amy Paulin of Scarsdale. Paulin says far too many of our children are being exploited in abhorrent ways, victimized to meet the growing demand of a massive underground commercial sex industry. We need to continue to fight for these youth and provide them with a chance to rebuild their lives. This law will help us do that, she said. There's another report out. It's on Central Americans crossing the U.S. border being sent back to the risk of serious harm. It's by Human Rights Watch. It details U.S. border policies and practices. They place migrants at risk of serious harm back home based on the accounts of people sent back to Honduras, people in detention. And also there's an analysis of deportation data obtained through the Freedom of Information Act. Hondurans who fled extortion and threats from brutal gangs faced fast-track screening procedures in the U.S. that resulted in their deportation without a genuine opportunity to claim asylum. Several of those returned told Human Rights Watch that after their return, they were afraid to leave their houses, fearing for their lives. New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo says the state is ready to tackle Ebola, even if it never comes here.
We're trying to train the entire system, trying to get the entire system up to speed. But we are also developing specialized capacity and identifying certain facilities, certain workers where we can. So we have over 200 hospitals in the state. All 200 are being prepared so they could identify a case of Ebola if it should walk in the door.
Cuomo said 8 hospitals across the state are especially prepared with go-to teams who've been drilled in anti-Ebola protocols.
With the Ebola virus, which is virulent indeed, there can't be any breach of the protocol. So not coming in contact with a bodily fluid while you're treating a person, it's quite a rigorous affair. And that's why one of the reasons we're taking the step we're taking now, we're trying to prepare all 200 hospitals, but 8 hospitals intensively prepare. And those would be the ones that would be have the highest level of training, because you don't get one mistake, you know, you don't get one breach of a protocol. And that's one of the problems with this disease.
In addition, officials said public transportation systems, including New York City subways and buses, are on the alert for possible passengers carrying the virus. I'm Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.